This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Special, like-minded people gather each and every week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. That, of course, is good health. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. So glad you decided to join us today. This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. We have a great show scheduled for you today. Stick around for the entirety of the program. You're going to also have an opportunity to participate in the show a little bit later on as I announce the opening of our phone lines where you have the ability to call in and ask a health-related question, either about yourself or somebody else. So you have a doctor working on the weekend for you, free of charge. We'll get to that a little bit later. Also, a little bit later in the hour, we're going to introduce you to our special guest, which is going to be discussing a very important health-related topic. So here we go. We've got to back up a little bit to last weekend's health poll question. If you were with us last weekend, you know we asked a poll question related to a young mother who mistakenly, her husband did not keep her breast milk properly chilled in the freezer, and unfortunately the breast milk got spoiled, and she decided to use it for other means other than to feed sustenance to her child. And that really spawned another business for her related to making soaps and creams and other things out of her breast milk. So last week we asked the question on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com, which is where you will find all things related to this show, news, health-related news from around the globe. You'll have the opportunity to follow me on Twitter, which is now X, Instagram, LinkedIn. It's all there, and lots of news. Last week we asked the question to you, would you personally use soap and skin creams made from human breast milk? Yes or no? Now, I know that seems a little creepy when you think about smearing someone else's breast milk products all over your face or using soaps with another human being's breast milk. But, boy, a lot of people voted on this. We'll have the results. But let me give you a little background of why we chose that last week. This Idaho mother had started selling these creams and soaps made from breast milk online to help others other people deal with the effects of aging. Her name, Brittany Eddy, from Rigby, Idaho, started selling her breast milk after her husband accidentally spoiled hundreds and hundreds of ounces of breast milk that she had stored after she pumped her breast, and it was stored in a freezer. She says, when I was 6 or 7 months postpartum, my husband was reorganizing the garage, and he moved our freezer. He got distracted and didn't plug the freezer back in, so the entire freezer stash of breast milk got ruined, she said, at close quote. Well, desperate to not waste the pumped breast milk, she had an idea to make her breast milk into skincare products and began creating intricate soaps that she says help with aging, stretch marks, and dry skin. She also goes on to say the awesome thing about breast milk soap is that you can use breast milk soap that is expired in your freezer that you can no longer feed to your baby because it doesn't lose its benefits for the skin if it's expired. And after perfecting her recipe, this young mother, Brittany Eddy, after perfecting her recipe of breast milk, she launched her business called Mama's Magic Milk in August. In addition to turning her own breast milk into beauty products, women can also send Ms. Eddy their breast milk, and she will turn them into soaps, lotions, and diaper cream. Ms. Eddy also teamed up with a local mom who is still nursing her baby and will provide milk if people who are not lactating want to order it. Breast milk, of course, we know is high in good fats and therefore is a perfect substance for a creamy soap, and it is thought to be soothing to the skin for people who have eczema, dry skin, etc. And when people place their order and send their breast milk, they can also customize their items with added essential oils like lavender and chamomile. They can opt for soap bases, including shea butter or goat's milk, and choose the shape of the soap, such as an animal shape or a rose or a heart. Each soap usually requires about 5 to 6 ounces of breast milk, which costs about $30 per 6 bars. The lotion and the diaper cream priced at about $15 each. This young lady, the young mother, lives in, I'm not sure where else, she lives in Idaho, and she has so far sold these products in the states of Florida, New York, Arizona, and Alabama. Now, you might be saying, well, oh, man, I would never do that. Well, you'd be surprised how many people will, but, and I'll get to the results of the poll question momentarily here, but just to give you an idea, and I know some people are creeped out about using someone else's breast milk, but breast milk, you gotta realize, is blood. Basically, it's blood minus the molecule called hemoglobin, which makes, your blood red. So when it comes through the breast, that hemoglobin, the body removes it, and it's white or clear. Human breast milk is so amazing when you think about the fact that it's 87% water, about 1% protein, 4% good fats, and about 7% carbohydrate. It contains all the minerals, many of the minerals, like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, sodium, and the list goes on, and lots of vitamins, too. But essentially, it's the colostrum, the first milk, the thing that gets babies started when they're breastfeeding. But it's got all the ingredients that human beings need, and had it not been for breast milk and our ability to get to it, humans would never have survived. So here are the results of last week's health poll question. When I asked the question on my website at drbob.com, based on this Idaho mother starting to sell these creams and soaps to make products out of it because it got spoiled, I asked the question on the site. You voted, would you personally use soap or skin creams made from human breast milk? Yes or no? Here are the results of that poll. And I want to thank those people who made the effort to go to my website and vote on it. Of those people who voted, 18% of you said yes, you would absolutely use a product that had a soap or a cream or a lotion or a diaper cream that had human breast milk in it. Whereas 82% of you who voted said denied, not interested. So the nays have it on using someone else's breast milk for products to smear about your skin, your face, and other parts of the body. And again, I want to thank you so much for voting on that health poll question. And I had some interesting comments come through my website about even putting that kind of a poll question up there. Some people were thanking me for doing it. These were women who obviously believe in, and some were breastfeeding at the time. We have many ladies who are doing that, listening to this radio show. And a lot of other people got really creeped out over just the prospect of rubbing someone else's breast milk on their face or anywhere else on their body. So, nonetheless, thank you for participating and listening. We've got a special guest coming up on a very important topic. Stand by for that. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we'll be right back. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for tuning into the show. We'll introduce you to our special guest here momentarily, but let me tell you what we've got on tap for the program coming up. You don't want to go anywhere. A little bit later, we're going to tell you how to prevent COVID-19 using exercise. Big scientific study just out on that. That ought to be interesting. Exercise. Oh, that's too simple. No, it can't be. Well, studies show that preventive measures implemented by our government, such as experimental shots, the experiment, they call them vaccines, they're gene therapies. It seems as though the government is a little bit behind the curve, but we know that the measures that our government here in the U.S. implemented, such as vaccines, if you'll call them boosters, social distancing, lockdowns, masking, all of that, have been so ineffective at protecting people from COVID-19, it's not even funny. It is terrible. In fact, many who were fully vaccinated, as you well know, still got infected, sometimes repeatedly, multiply, like President Joe Biden, Dr. Fauci, and the list goes on and on. Brand new study out, published in the journal Current Sports Medicine Reports, indicates what works for COVID, and it happens to be exercise, which we're going to get into a little bit later on in the show, but that's kind of a yawner because you've heard that from the very beginning in February of 2020. That's on the list of things you can do to help prevent getting sick in the first place, including getting COVID or the common cold or flu. Add to that list vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A, nasal nutraceuticals like Clear Nasal Spray Rescue. I mean, every one of those were on that list. And sure enough, soon enough, all the truth will come percolating to the surface and we will know these things. But we're all over it and we'll begin with that a little bit later on the show. Now, our special guest joining us, we're going to be discussing an article that he recently authored entitled Hygiene. Apparently, and ironically, in medical and public health circles, is a dirty word. Wow. This was published in The Well News recently by Nate Jones, founder and CEO of Clear Inc., Clear Incorporated, the global leader in creating natural, convenient, xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support a healthy lifestyle. After reading this article, I said to myself and my staff, we need to get Nate on the show to discuss this, and he has agreed to do just that. And let's welcome him back to the program. Nathan Jones, thank you for joining us today, sir.
Well, thanks for letting me come back on.
Yeah, a very interesting article. I appreciate you authoring this. I've sent this to quite a few people. Let's begin with the title, which kind of is throws people off because they think, wait a minute, there's no organization that's more germ-phobic than the medical profession and always touts how important hygiene is. But what do you mean by the fact that the medical and public health circles, hygiene is apparently and ironically dirty words?
Well, I don't want to, you know, contradict you, but I think you're mistaken. I don't think and I don't believe that the healthcare profession looks at hygiene and looks at germs like a bunch of germaphobes. What they're really doing is putting up a face, but they're not actually trying to use that to keep you healthy. They're just trying to keep you, you know, from suing them.
I see.
Because if you look at hygiene as a prevention, as, you know, I mean, hygiene, the definition of hygiene is really it's acts of cleanliness designed or intended to keep a person healthy. Like we wash our hands, we brush our teeth, we take a shower, all of this stuff, so that we're clean. And hygiene is what we do personally. Sanitation is the same thing, but it's on a community level. And then, you know, you just mentioned exercise, and all I could think of while you were talking about that is if we could get our public health to focus on nutrition, exercise, sanitation, and hygiene, we'd be decades, I don't know, light years ahead of where we're at today, where they're focusing on pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. I think everybody could agree that understands a little bit about this, that medical care is really designed to be and is practiced here, at least mostly reactive rather than proactive. And when you're dealing with hygiene, it really speaks to trying to prevent diseases right in the first place, so that people don't get sick, and the recognition that there are microbes that we cannot see with the naked eye. They exist, and some of them are pathologic, which means if we come in contact with them, we're likely to get sick, especially if our immune systems are down and out at the time of the exposure. But yet, I agree with you. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance behind what they do to try to portray that they're interested in it. But when it gets right down to it, they really don't have much to say about it or have much to do about it. And that leads me to the oral cavity. Obviously the dental profession has done a pretty enviable job about teaching people that, look, if you don't brush, you don't floss, you don't take care of your oral cavity, see your dental hygienist, see your dentist, you're more likely to be in the same place that your grandparents or great-grandparents were, and that was full dentures, rotted teeth. And so, but yet, I believe they just don't go far enough, or at least they don't come around quickly enough to advantage some of the latest, greatest innovatives in the area of preventive dental things, like all the research that has come to bear with the value and usage of hygiene sugar in products like xylitol.
Yeah, no, I actually, the way you just phrased that, I actually really just want to kind of, that's really what how you said that was good, is that they're reactive, looking at it as a, you know, germaphobes or reactive germaphobes, not preventive germaphobes. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about now, and these are studies, they're not new. I mean, these are 50 years old and older, where they've shown that if people utilize xylitol, you're going to change the microbiome in your mouth, all of these bacteria in your mouth, from bacteria that create acid and cause tooth decay to bacteria that don't create acid and don't cause tooth decay. But our public health, and I've had conversations with our public health people here in the state of Utah where I live, And they've really just come out and said, we would rather spend money repairing kids' teeth after they get sick or after they get a cavity than spending money to prevent the tooth decay, because we want to make sure that everybody has equal access to equal health care. And what they're trying to do is say everybody has equal access to restorative care, but they don't want to do anything to prevent the tooth decay, which is kind of sad, because we've done the numbers, and for $25 a year per child, they could prevent 85% of their tooth decay and 40% of their upper respiratory infections in these kids.
Wow.
And they choose not to.
It is beyond sad. It's insane. It's not fiscally responsible. And, you know, it follows the same medical mantra of fix it when it breaks. I don't understand that. I've never understood it. And, I mean, we treat our automobiles better than we are treating our bodies, including the oral cavity, as we're on here. I just don't get that. And I am certain that someday that will change. I pray that it will change. And when that happens, we'll see even greater strides that are being made in the ability for people to have their teeth for an entire lifetime, that they don't have a mouthful of drilled teeth and crowns and root canals and on and on and on, because from day one, they are taught, they are told by their parents, because their parents learn it through perhaps their dentists and maybe in school, that you must use, if you expect to have optimal oral health, you must use on a daily basis exposures to a product that is rich in xylitol, be it toothpaste, mouth rinse, mouthwash, gum mints, must have xylitol in it. When we come back, I want to get back into MDs and nurses with this probe of we're talking about. Hang on. Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice gives me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we thank you for tuning into the program today. Remember, the extension of this radio show is my personal website, where you can stay apprised of all the latest, greatest news, also podcasts of past programs. It's all there at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Our special guest, Nathan Jones, founder and CEO of Clear Inc. If you want information regarding Spry dental hygiene products or Clear nasal sprays beyond this conversation, you may learn more about them on his website, company website at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. The X in clear stands for xylitol, clear.com, or you can call him toll free 877-599-5327. All right, let's get back to this conversation about hygiene and sanitation and all these things. We're trying to help people to become educated about these topics to try to, well, basically dodge the bullets of life that are kind of harsh when you start losing your teeth, especially your permanent teeth. And then down the road, you're talking about dental implants and crowns and all kinds of hardware that goes into the mouth and could be completely avoided and prevented if you only knew what you were doing. And we're trying to help you understand what to do. Nathan Jones understands that. He teaches that all over the world. You know, this concept, Nathan, and we'll circle back to the oral cavity, but this concept in as it relates to hygiene and sanitation and the importance of prevention on that, it's been a real hard lesson for the medical profession to wrap their brain around it. I mean, didn't they not deny good hygiene at one time, didn't believe it, and actually told one of their pioneers in the medical field that he was crazy for even suggesting it?
Oh, they tell all kinds of pioneers that they're crazy for suggesting it. I mean, you can look at, the father of hygiene, Ignaz Semmelweis. They thought he was crazy. But what he actually showed them was they reduced their mortality from roughly 25% to 2% just by washing their hands. And they had the results. They had the results in front of them, and the doctor still said, no, we're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is crazy. And, bringing that to modern times, in 2020, we had this big pandemic going on, and they actually had papers published showing that if people had good oral hygiene, they were 8 times less likely to be hospitalized if they got COVID. At what point did our public health officials come out and say, hey, guys, ladies, gents, let's brush our teeth a little bit more. Let's watch our hygiene. Right here, we have multiple studies showing that there's an 8x reduction in you going to the hospital if you do get sick. But they never said it. Mm-hmm. They had studies early on showing that if you had COVID and you used saltwater nasal irrigation, just saltwater, that you were not going to get hospitalized. Not a single person in any of these hygiene studies was hospitalized. But rather than actually coming out and talking about it, our government sued them, sent them warning letters, and shut them up. The idea of hygiene is really, it's a rocky road because people, especially ones who think they're educated, they don't want to believe that something so simple would work.
Well, they don't want to believe it because there's something driving just the opposite of that conversation, and that is something to treat it once somebody breaks down, as in a pharmaceutical company. So there's no money in prevention. You and I both know that. I mean, this Dr. Semmelweis you mentioned, that went on in the 19th century. You have similar things in medicine that medicine is basically, just so stubborn about making changes. I remember in the 1980s, this Dr. Marshall and a Dr. Warren, two Australian researchers, they discovered a bacterium that they believed caused stomach ulcers. And the medical profession chided them. They called them quacks and crazy men for believing that ulcers can be caused by a bacterium, because at that time the paradigm was that ulcers are caused by stress. And if all you can do is just give somebody tranquilizers and other things to calm them down, their ulcers will go away. Well, the one doctor, Dr. Marshall, believed in it so much, he infected himself with H. pylori to prove that he could actually get ulcers that he did not have. And sure enough, he did. And now that's the standard in medicine. But it took a lot, Nathan Jones, for him to get that message across to his own colleagues, which is really sad.
Yeah. No, I mean, the history of medicine is full of these types of experiences.
Now, I want to circle back to what you said initially, and that was that these germs in the oral cavity, the mouth, the bacteria, they consume foods that we put in our mouths, they digest it, they metabolize it, and they excrete it into the oral cavity in the form of excrement from the food they're trying to metabolize. And that excrement is the very thing that destroys our teeth, our gums, our oral cavity. Do I have that straight so far?
Correct.
They create acid. And that acid then starts stripping everything out of the mouth. What is it about xylitol, this natural and delicious sugar, that stops that process from happening?
Because the strep mutans bacteria that eats 6-carbon sugars like sucrose, glucose, fructose, and even sorbitol, mannitol, and maltitol, the strep mutans bacteria cannot metabolize a 5-carbon sugar, which is xylitol. they will try to, and they'll eat it and eat it and eat it, and they end up killing themselves off because they can't metabolize it, and they have, and it just gums up their metabolic pathways. I mean, the analogy that I use is if you thought that golf balls were yummy and you ate a bunch of them, you're going to eat yourself to death because there's no nutrients in there, and it's going to block up your, you know, your gut system. But that's the analogy that I use. But that's what happens with it. And they've done multiple research studies by the University of Michigan, University of Turku, University of Washington Dental Schools, where they've shown that if you utilize xylitol, even for a couple of months, you change the microbiome in your mouth to non-acid-creating bacteria. And one of the you know, the big studies that they did, they actually had the University of Michigan Dental School did the study. And then 10 years later, the University of Washington Dental School went back and did a follow-up. And the kids that had used the xylitol gum still had, I can't remember the exact number, but it's high 70s, fewer tooth decay than kids who had been in the control group. With no intervention for 10 years.
That's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, you're just tuning into the program. We're talking to Nathan Jones, CEO and founder of Clear Inc., the makers of Spry, S-P-R-Y, dental hygiene products, and also Clear Nasal Spray. He recently generated an article entitled Hygiene, apparently and ironically in medical and public health circles, is a dirty word. And it's in the Well News publication. I want you to, and when we come back from this break, Nathan, help people to find out how they can get a hold of a copy of this article. I think it's a great read. It gives great historical information as to why the medical profession is slow to react to preventive health care and what to do to help themselves out. We'll get to that right after this. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Discover immune support for the whole family with Propolis Extract EP300 from Terry Naturally. Propolis has been used for thousands of years to promote overall wellness and immune defense and is used by bees to protect their hives. Now you can experience the benefits of propolis to support upper respiratory function, children's ear health, and overall immune health. Make it a part of your family's daily wellness regimen and keep everyone healthy. Propolis Extract EP300 is produced with a commitment to bee-friendly practices and uses a patented method so you get a powerful and concentrated propolis extract. Plus, it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. Tap into the immune-supporting power of Propolis Extract EP300 for children and adults. Get Propolis Extract EP300 at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program. I want to let you know next hour we're going to open up the phone lines for general health-related questions that you can call into this program and ask about yourself or somebody else, or make a health-related comment. So stand by for that. Our special guest, Nathan Jones, founder and CEO of Clear, X-L-E-A-R, the producers of Clear Nasal Spray Products and Spry, S-P-R-Y, Dental Hygiene Products. You hear me talking about them all the time on this radio show because this family of mine, my family, the Dr. Bob Martin family, uses them extensively, and we've benefited probably over 2 decades' time using them. We're trying to spread the word here because Nathan Jones is a man on a mission. In fact, he's written an interesting article that I want you to read yourself entitled Hygiene. Apparently, and ironically, in medical and public health circles, it's a dirty word. It's in the Well News, the Well News. Nathan Jones, how do people get a copy of this? How can they obtain a copy of this article? It's a real easy read, folks. Very nice, but really lays the whole thing out. And I think you will benefit by it, and your family will, if you understand this.
Well, I think the easiest way to do it is you just go online and do a search for The Well News and my name. It is going to come up. Okay. You could also go to our webpage, xlear.com. And there should be a link to it in the page where we have mentions of, you know, Clear in the media.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a link to it there.
All right, folks, so go Google search The Well, W-E-L-L, News, The Well News. You're looking for Nate Jones, Nate Jones by name, or you can also go over to their the company website at Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com, Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com for more information beyond this conversation. Now, let's get into some of the specifics, if we can, about the Spry dental products. Can you describe why it is that you put the xylitol is a lead ingredient in those products that we just don't see xylitol in any of the major brands of products out there, which I think is just like I'm scratching my head for all these years going, why? Well, if the research and the science is so compelling to show that if you're using exposure and you're getting exposed to xylitol in your oral cavity several times a day, it cuts down dental caries, it cuts down the need to really have cavities filled and teeth and gums destroyed, why won't these major companies like Crest and Colgate and Sensodyne and all them, why aren't they rich in xylitol, Nathan Jones?
Money.
What?
Xylitol costs 3-4 times what sorbitol costs. And, you know, so they're not going to put it in there. I mean, I wish they would. I would hope that they would. In fact, you know, I hope 20 years ago that they would. But to add xylitol to it, you know, all of these mainstream, let's say, oral care products, they're utilizing fluoride to remineralize the enamel. And I've mentioned this on this show before, but to sit there and say, well, we're going to fight tooth decay by using fluoride, that's like saying, hey, let's send the carpenters into the house while it's still on fire before the firemen get out.
Mm.
Because
wow.
You're looking at it simply a structure issue. You're not looking at what the disease is, because fluoride doesn't get rid of strep mutans. If it did, nobody in America would have tooth decay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
But what they're actually using in their toothpaste, sorbitol, is feeding the bacteria that are creating tooth decay,
wow.
Which is absurd.
Well, it's not
and
for them because that's job security there, planned obsolescence. That's what it is. Like, come on, let's call it what it is, Nate.
Well, hey, you know, I'm trying to be nice to them.
They're not nice to you, my friend.
Well, I know.
Oh my gosh.
So really what you want to do is you want to get rid of the bacterial infection, and then if you want to use fluoride, that's up to you. But you don't really want to rebuild your house while it's on fire. That's kind of a fool's errand. But that's what the utilization of fluoride only strategy has been for the last 100 years here in the United States. Yeah. If they would put the xylitol in there and have them use xylitol, they would get rid of tooth decay.
Yeah. Well, that would be too good. Too good for humanity and too good for the consumer side, not so good for the dental carpenters who fix stuff when it breaks, even though they soft pedal, I think, and give a lot of lip service to prevention, even though, you know, again, there are some, not all, I don't want to paint a broad brush, there are plenty of dentists that listen to this radio show and hygienists who, like you, Nate, do recommend and use Spry, S-P-R-Y, dental products for their patients. And they see the results. I mean, yeah, gosh, there's plenty of work out there. You don't have to just not educate people so that they break down and hope that your practice is full all day long of drills and fills and you know, new teeth and all the things that dentists do. Why not educate people so they can better take care of their oral cavity and preserve their teeth for an entire lifetime? It just makes so much sense, but maybe I'm making too much of it. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back with our finishing comments of our special guest, Nathan Jones. If you want to find out more about Spry, S-P-R-Y, dental hygiene products, go to their website, clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. When we come back, we'll also tell you how to find it on the level of stores. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a boy.
people, they said he can't do it, he shouldn't do it, he ought not do it, and that is to help educate people as to how to keep their entire oral cavity healthy, including their teeth for a lifetime, and keep their noses clean with the use of clear nasal spray products, as well as the Spry dental hygiene products, which we are talking about based on this article that our special guest, Nathan Jones, founder and CEO of Clear Inc., wrote recently. And if you want to find out more about that, you can do so by Googling the article at The Well News, The Well News, and then Nate Jones, and get that. Or you can call the company directly for more information beyond this conversation at 877-599-5327 or their website, xlear.com. The X in the word clear stands for xylitol. And on the level of the retail stores where you can find Spry products, the products that the Dr. Bob Martin family uses, both their toothpaste, mouthwash, and mints, as well as the clear nasal sprays, you can look to CVS pharmacies, Rite Aid pharmacies, Target, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts Farmers Market, Natural Grocers. Really, pretty much all fine health food stores throughout the nation carry clear products, both the Spry, S-P-R-Y, Dental Defense System, and the nasal sprays. Nate, we just have about a minute or so left in the program. I'm going to let you just have that minute to describe for those people who are just tuning into the program what we have encapsulated here, hopefully, in the last time that we were together here.
Well, I think the best way to finish this off is to just say, you know, if we sit there and we think about all of the times that people go and see a primary care healthcare provider, physician, dentist, it's for issues that are starting in the mouth and the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Ear infections, sinus infections, allergies, asthma, colds, flus, COVID, all of these things. And all of these things are linked together with our mouth. And if we take care of that and we work to keep the microbiome in our mouth and in our nose in a state of called eubiosis, a state of balance, mm-hmm. then we're not going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the goal should be. Okay, the goal should not be to kill everything in our mouth. It should be to keep it in a state of eubiosis.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more, Nate. For the time, the energy, and the resources you, Nathan Jones, and your dad, Dr. Lon Jones, spent thus far trying to educate doctors, nurses, researchers, and the general public about the importance of xylitol use intranasally and orally, you and your dad should receive some prestigious award or some recognition, but it won't likely happen. But you should have it anyway. Thank you. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.